Talk about slavery. The economic, logistical, political, and social order of the United States was built on slavery. From the beginning, colonizers took hostages and reduced them to property and subjected them to forced labor. Later on, the practice of chattel slavery was confined to the southern states and abolished in the northern states, but its continued practice greatly lowered the cost of production for food and textiles. As a consequence of this lower cost of living, citizens of the U.S. lived well and lived cheap. All this spare time led to privileged white people dreaming up great stuff. Privileged white people with the luxury of sitting around and sipping lemonade and dreaming up stuff. So that's how we got the steam engine and the cotton gin, the telegraph and the telephone. During the period of southern slavery, while black slaves did all the work, privileged whites changed the whole world with innovations that made the United States first in everything. So really, everything the United States is, and everything it became, it owes to those who were sweating and bleeding and dying to keep the whole system going. Then, according to our national mythology, the Civil War was fought to end slavery. By that narrative, the abolitionist North fought the slave-owning South in order to free the slaves and end the immoral practice of reducing humans to chattel. That's a big fat lie, of course. Northern industrialists didn't want to end slavery, and second, slavery didn't end. The whole narrative is false. So look, Northern industrialists and Southern agriculturalists didn't fight over the existence of slavery, but over what form it would take. In the South, plantation owners employed the process of chattel slavery, owning and shackling humans for labor. In the North, industrialists employed the process of wage slavery, forcing humans under threat of starvation to perform labor. If you don't work, you don't eat. The difference was the wage slave had a few more privileges and could accumulate a bit more property, and he could conceivably go home to his own place for a few hours each day. But generally, workers in the coal mines or meatpacking plants or the steel mills were just as effectively owned as the chattel slaves in the South. Miners and meatpackers and stealers were just as dependent on the owners and just as subject to their whims as chattel slaves were to the plantation bosses. We don't think of wage slavery as slavery, so it's easy to sell us on the idea that the Northern industrialists cared so much about the wretched conditions of the oppressed blacks that they pushed the United States into a bloody, devastating war. But the truth is, we had two groups of privileged elites who were battling each other over the question of whose vision, whose idea of slavery and production should hold sway. Because the North won and the program of wage slavery prevailed, we are indoctrinated to think that we abolished the immoral practice of slavery.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
However, I would suggest to you that if the Southern chattel slavery program had won, our history books would recount a barbaric time when industrial elitists forced all of us into lives of drudgery before the universal application of the chattel slave system revolutionized our world and liberated us from work. To be clear, I'm not trying to advocate one form of slavery or another. The fact of the matter is, both of them suck. In both, you have a privileged elite at the top of the pyramid scheme who impose a brutal and detestable program upon everyone else. All forms of slavery are inimical to our natural impulse to freedom, to our inclination for autonomy and self-direction. All forms of slavery arise out of a pathology in thinking that there can be and should be master and slave, a state where many should serve the ruling few. Having said that, slavery still exists. Wage slavery is ubiquitous, a global form of simultaneous social control and mass production that reduces everyone to the role of labor generators that keep the entire program rolling on indefinitely to our own detriment. Wage slavery continues despite our abolitionist and egalitarian mythology to the contrary. It's time for a slave revolt, a global one. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from Warren Correctional in Lebanon, Ohio. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain 243-205, Warren CI, P.O. Box 120, 5787 State Route 63, Lebanon, Ohio 45036. For updates on his situation, his bid for U.S. president in 2016, and more writings by Sean can be found at seanswain.org.